And a very good morning. Joining me on the phone, First Constable Jake Gale from Mildura Police. How are you, Jake?
Very good, thanks. A good morning to you.
Another busy weekend. Of course, they're always busy weekends, which I don't like to see. But with traffic, intercepted numerous people over the weekend.
Yeah. And issued penalty notices for various traffic offences. All the usual speeding, unregistered vehicles, and unlicensed driving.
Unbelievable. Well, okay, tell us about drink driving then.
Yeah, it's a bit of a message first. It's not the young that let themselves down when it comes to drink driving and other offences. So it's not just the young, it's also the old as well.
Yeah, makes sense. It does make sense, doesn't it? It is.
Yeah, and as I'm about to say, so on Friday night, a vehicle was intercepted by police on Gregory Street, Oyen. An evidentiary breath test was conducted where a 55-year-old male allegedly returned a positive result of 0.069. The male's driver's licence was suspended for 3 months and he received a penalty notice for $545.
Unbelievable. Saturday Arvo, same thing, like you've intercepted someone as well.
Yeah. So it's that once again, that's in Carter Lane in Mildura. It was a 64-year-old male. An evidentiary breath test was conducted and he returned a positive result of 0.174. He will appear at court at a later date, and that's quite a big one. That's
174?
Yeah, four times the legal limit.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Look, Saturday night you intercepted someone on the Sturt Highway at Worgan too.
Sturt Highway, Worgan, is alleged that a vehicle was travelling 132 in a 110-kilometre zone. The 31-year-old female driver received a $363 infringement notice and licence was suspended and disqualified for driving for 3 months.
Unbelievable. And Sunday night, busy as well.
Yeah. So a vehicle intercepted on Hewking Drive, Mildura. It is alleged the vehicle was travelling 68 kilometres an hour in a 40-kilometre-hour zone. Further checks found the 20-year-old male driver was a learner driver. He's allegedly not put L plates on his vehicle, and the vehicle's also unroadworthy. So the learner driver receives several penalty notices amounting to $1,591. Also, the accompanied driver received a penalty notice for permit learner driver to exceed the speed, worth $227.
Unbelievable. Hewking Drive down the row as we're talking about, or...?
Yeah, down that way.
Yeah, of course. Now, you've had some arrests over the weekend as well.
Yeah, so Friday and Saturday night, we had Friday and Saturday night drinks have seen three males between 25 and 35 years of age arrested for allegedly drunk in the Mildura CBD. So they've each received a penalty notice for drunk in a public place worth $727.
Well, we do talk about it every week, and it's an expensive night out, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Friday night, a 34-year-old female arrested.
Yeah, so she was arrested for allegedly possessing several different drugs of dependence in the Mildura area. The drugs of dependence were confiscated by police and the female was charged and bailed to appear at court at a later date.
Now, we are talking about this morning. Obviously, it's a little bit of a trend, but older men and women, but men in particular, they're sort of getting caught doing the wrong thing as well, including Sunday night.
Yeah, it's a bit of a theme on this weekend. Sunday night, 57-year-old male was arrested for allegedly stealing multiple items from a grocery store in Mildura. He was interviewed in relation to shop theft and charged and bailed to appear at court at a later date.
Unbelievable. Look, we always finish off with a community message or something similar to that. So what have you got for us this week in the way of a community message?
I've got two this week. So local police would like to remind the community, particularly with the return of events, that we want to enjoy this return to some normality without resulting in public disorder and or feeling unsafe. Police will be at these events and extensively patrolling in the vicinities of where we all gather to have a good time. So take notice and take care, as the ride at the end of the night might be in the back of a police vehicle or worse, an ambulance.
I think the taxi is very, very much easier to get a ride in a taxi now. Also, what else have you got?
Definitely. And also, we'd like to invite all members of the community to add on Facebook the Mildura iWatch page. So that's just a page we have for Victoria Police where we post comments in the community. So there's near daily posts made on the page showing recovered, stolen or lost items located by the community and police. Community messages and events are also posted on the page. We also have requests from Victoria Police to the community to aid with investigations. For example, calls for witnesses and help identifying offenders.
I've got to be honest, I use it quite regularly, Jake. I really do. I check it every morning.
Yeah, and the more people we can get to look at it, the more property we'll be able to return and the more crimes we'll be able to solve, pretty much, with help from the community.
So true. Now, look, Crime Stop is still a thing, still a big thing.
Yeah, so police are actively seeking information on what is happening in our community and encourage members of our community to report through to Crime Stop any activity they believe they may be suspicious or linked to crime. So the number for that is 1-800-333-000. Reports can be made anonymously if someone has concerns about that.
Yeah, it makes sense. I can hear a little bit of noise in the background, Jake. It sounds like I better let you get back to work. But, of course, when we talk about Crime Stoppers, we've also got crimestoppers.vic.gov.au as well. Jake, we'll talk next week. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. That's First Constable Jake Gale at Mildura Police. And as I said, I just hear a little bit of sound in the background. Busy over at the Mildura Police Station this morning by the sound of it.